Hey everyone, I'm your host Kurt Bruner and thanks for listening. Listen, I'm really excited about the chance I have today to introduce you to something that I think can be a profound influence on the faith formation of your children, especially if they're in the age range of, say, 6 or 7 through about 12 or 13, and honestly, even older than that, which you'll understand in a moment. Back when I was a vice president with Focus on the Family, I had the chance to oversee the team that creates a series called Adventures in Odyssey. Now, if you are familiar with Adventures in Odyssey, you just immediately smiled. If you aren't familiar with Adventures in Odyssey, then I'm really excited to introduce you to this great series of radio dramas or audio dramas. Now, you may be thinking, radio drama? That's from back in the dark ages before television, right? But Adventures in Odyssey for several decades now has been an extremely popular program on Christian radio, and it has also been available on CDs and now through downloads on the internet. And through a special arrangement with the Adventures in Odyssey team, I have the opportunity to actually give you several episodes of Adventures in Odyssey. Two episodes that are tied to Thanksgiving and two episodes that are tied to Christmas, as a way of giving you a taste test of what is probably 500 or 600 or more episodes of this fantastic radio drama. Now, let me say a couple of things before I get out of the way and let you actually hear some segments. First of all, you need to understand the power of story to shape and baptize the imagination. C.S. Lewis, in fact, talked about baptizing the imagination of children, and that's why he wrote the Chronicles of Narnia stories. Now, what he could have done is simply written some nonfiction that helps people understand the basics of Christianity, but he instead went through what he called the back door of the imagination. And by using the power of great story and the imagination, immersed his readers into a world that was laced with Christian understandings. The parallel I would make is when you hear the beginning of a sermon. The pastor might say, hey, let's open in our Bibles to whatever the passage is for that day. And if you're like me, you want to listen, you want to concentrate, and you glean from those sermons. But quite often, what we're expecting when we hear, let's open our Bibles, is there are going to be 3 points, there's going to be a couple of illustrations, there's going to perhaps be a poem in there. And the overarching question we have in our mind is, when will this end? On the other hand, when you hear Once Upon a Time, your expectations are for adventure, for romance, for conflict, for good guys and bad guys. And the overarching question isn't when will this end? The overarching question is how will this end? And that's what keeps us kind of on the edge of our seats and listening intently. And as a result, we actually learn more through the telling of a story sometimes than we learn through formal instruction. And so for parents seeking to be intentional about shaping the faith and the understandings of their children, a series like Adventures in Odyssey is invaluable. Now, what we always did in our family is use the Adventures in Odyssey and other radio drama type stories while we're driving. And so we use them as a drive time tool of something we can all experience together rather than being kind of lost in our own cell phones or our portable game players and so forth. We instead all shut everything off, and while we're driving, we listen together to these great stories that are actually written for children knowing adults are listening. So as you'll see, they're done in such a way that the adults are enjoying them as much as the children. And so that's what I recommend to you during perhaps this holiday season, as you're driving places to go Christmas shopping or on the way to grandma's or cousin's house for Thanksgiving, whatever it may be. Put in these stories and listen to them and use them to trigger some conversations about what it is we believe, but also just to enjoy a great story that's told from a Christian perspective. Now, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share with you the information on how you can get those free episodes of Adventures in Odyssey for your family to download onto your mobile device so that you can listen while you drive. But first, I want to spend a little bit of time giving you a taste by sharing a few clips. Now, this first scene I'm going to share with you comes from Stepping Stones, and this is the story about what happened with the pilgrims. The true story, the one that we don't get in schools anymore, that talks about how their faith motivated what they did in leaving Europe and how it sustained them through hardships on the journey, the hardships of getting here and that first winter and all that they endured. And I think it's very important for our children to understand as we enter Thanksgiving, not just what we're thankful for, but also the context and the faith behind those who originally started that tradition. So what you're about to hear is a scene that happens right after they have finally located the place that they need to go ahead and settle and build their homes as the winter approaches. And William Bradford, who's the leader of this group, comes to that conclusion and then immediately endures some very, very difficult news.
What do you say, Governor? John?
Winter is here, and will become worse as we approach the heart of it. We must build houses for our people. So many are sick. Yes, this must be our choice.
So, the Puritans, like the Israelites thousands of years before them, have journeyed and found their Canaan. It is Tuesday, the 12th of December, as the shallop returns to the Mayflower. They come bringing good news to the other passengers. But it is not good news that awaits them.
William.
We have met with success, Elder. Thanks be to God.
No doubt Governor Carver will tell us soon enough. But I must speak with you.
What is it? Where is Dorothy? Is she ill?
Not ill, my brother.
Then what is wrong? Why are you at such pains?
William, Dorothy's dead.
No.
Yesterday she fell overboard. We know not how. The deck was icy. She must have slipped. We were below tending the sick. No one heard her cry. We found her much later in the water.
No. No, where is she? I must see her. Dorothy. Oh, my love. Faint not, poor soul. In God we must trust. Fear not the things we must suffer. For whom God loves, he chastises, and then mercifully wipes away all tears from their eyes.
So again, Stepping Stones. There's two episodes, part one and two, of that series that tells the story of the pilgrims and what they endured, as well as how their faith motivated them. Turning the corner a little bit, we're going to now listen to segments of what is a really fun, in fact, it's one of my all-time favorite episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, and this episode features many of the main characters that show up throughout most of the series, such as Mr. Whitaker and Eugene Melsner and so forth. Now, I should say before you listen to this that one of my all-time favorite movies to watch every Christmas season is It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. As you'll hear here in a moment, this episode actually takes that story, It's a Wonderful Life, and creates an Adventures in Odyssey parody of that story, if you will. The main character in this story, rather than Jimmy Stewart's character, is actually the pastor in the local church there. And let's hear the scene where he's sitting across from the head elder, who's kind of a gruff, wealthy man, as they have their conflict. And if you're a fan of It's a Wonderful Life, you're going to recognize some of the parallels in what you're about to hear.
And that leads to my real purpose for this meeting. I have come to the conclusion that this church is not necessary to this town. If people want to go to church, they can drive over to Rupert. That town has plenty of them, and they are thriving, George. Do you understand the concept of a thriving church?
I'm doing the best I can, but we're a small congregation. You know that. There's only so much I can do to draw people in.
Well, it's not good enough, George. Frankly, I am tired of keeping the church financially afloat. I've better things to do with my money.
And the land.
What?
You have better things to do with the land the church is sitting on. It'd make a nice addition to your resort's golf course, wouldn't it?
What are you implying?
I'm saying that you have a lot to gain if you close down the church. You own everything else around here. Why not that, too?
I may as well own it, too, for all the money I keep pumping into the thing.
Forgive me, but I thought you gave as a matter of duty, tithing back to God part of what he's given to you.
I don't mind tithing to God, but I'm getting fed up with supporting the rest of the lazy rabble around here who won't pull their weight. And I don't think you're helping things at all.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Mr. Lionel. You can say whatever you want against me. I mean, why I ever came to this town, I still don't know. But when you talk about the people, the congregation, like they're nothing but rabble, well, just because they don't have money like you do or drive around in a big limo or run a resort, that doesn't mean they're lazy or don't pull their weight.
Well,
in the time I've been here, I've seen people who work hard just to survive. They give what they can to the church, not from their surplus like you, but from their hearts. So just remember that this rabble you're talking about are your fellow Christians who are good and decent and caring, but that's not good enough for you, is it? To you, a warped, frustrated, rich old man, they're sheep. But in my book, they're men and women of God, loved by Him and willing to do their best for Him with what little they have, which makes them richer than you'll ever be.
Sentimental hogwash. I'm not interested in your book or your dramatic speeches. I'm talking about the church.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Mr. Lionel. Now, if you'll excuse me, my family is waiting for me.
I'm not bailing you out this month, Barclay. And if you can't pay the bills, then you'll have to close the church down. You understand? You'll have to close the church.
Now, just as Jimmy Stewart's character in It's a Wonderful Life, the pastor character in this Adventures in Odyssey episode becomes distraught, depressed, discouraged as a result of all forces coming against him as he's trying to lead this little church. And so he ends up leaving, and Mr. Whitaker and Eugene Melsner are out searching for him and worried about him. And let's hear a little bit of that clip to see kind of what transpires.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Eugene. Well, have you seen him?
Not at all. Evidently, you haven't either.
No. I just wonder where he could have gone.
Well, we have, by process of elimination, checked all of the places that Mary Barclay thought he would go.
Yeah. Well, let's think of the places we would never suspect that he would go.
Where do you suggest? The snowfall's increasing and it's getting quite cold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you were George Barclay and in dire straits, where would you go?
Well, maybe we better stop thinking about George Barclay as we know him. Hmm? And just think of a desperate man who may feel as if he's reached rock bottom.
In that case, I would be inclined to go to that bridge over there, approach the rail, and think about throwing myself into that icy, rushing river, just as it appears that man is doing even while we speak.
What? Did you say that man?
Yes, there in the bridge.
That's no man. That's George Barclay.
Oh, no. We have to stop him. Mr. Barclay, wait! Stop!
What in the world?
Wait! Stop!
Who is that? Eugene?
No, don't do it. Think of your family, your friends.
Eugene! George!
Whit? Good grief, what is going on?
Wait! Stop!
Eugene, slow down.
Don't
the bridge
do
is
it.
Icy. Eugene, slow down.
We can talk it out.
Eugene!
Help! Now we're going to jump to the end of the story. And if you're a fan of It's a Wonderful Life, you're going to recognize some more parallels as we come to the end, which will give you a sense of what I mean when I say that although these are written and produced for children, they're also something that adults enjoy thoroughly due to the humor and the style of the production.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Travis Gitt from the bank.
You're here to foreclose in the church and this house, aren't you? We're out in the street, isn't it wonderful? Mary! Oh, would you look at this beautiful, drafty old house? Mary!
Dad?
What's going on? Where have you been?
Donna! Jimmy! Look at you two. I could eat you up.
That's disgusting, Dad.
Hi, Daddy.
Stuart! Stuart, my little ginger snap!
Dad must be hungry.
How do you feel?
Okay. Not a smitch of swelling on my ankle.
Not a smitch of swelling.
A smitch?
Old Testament, kind of like a cubit. George!
Mary! Mary!
Where have you been? We've been looking all over for you.
You have no idea what's happened to me.
Oh, you have no idea either. Come into the living room. Hurry! They're on their way. Oh, we need a table. Here's one. Now, don't move. I hear them now. Oh, it's a miracle, George, a miracle. Come in, Alice. Come in, everybody.
Isn't it wonderful?
What is all this?
Mary did it, Pastor. Mary did it. She told a few people you were in trouble, and they scattered all over town collecting money. They didn't ask any questions. They just said, if Pastor George is in trouble, then count on me. You never saw anything like it.
Whit, Eugene.
Greetings and salutations.
Did we miss the party?
Come in.
Let's have some punch.
Yeah, I finished mine. I'll have a little more.
Yeah, I'll have some too. Oh, no. Boy.
Okay, everybody, sing along.
Oh, that's great. Let's do that.
Hi.
To my father, the best pastor in town.
Yes. To the best pastor in town.
Actually, I'm the only pastor in town.
I brought a book for you, George.
The Success of Failure, a Christian Perspective. Thank you, Whit. Oh, you wrote in it.
What's it say?
To George Barclay, remember, no man is a failure who loves God.
Thanks for the wings, George.
Wings?
Mm-hmm. The buffalo wings. They're excellent. My favorite. Mm.
Hey, Daddy. My Sunday school teacher says every time a clock sounds, a pastor comes around.
That's right. That's right. Isn't it, Eugene?
I'm not entirely sure I understand its meaning.
I don't get it either.
I think it means that... No, that doesn't make sense.
Well, mathematically speaking, and depending on the make of the clock, you might hear it strike as much as 156 times per day, even more if it strikes on the quarter hours.
Does that mean pastors can only be right 156 times a day?
Oh, that's silly. George is never right that much.
But he's right when it counts.
Okay, everybody! Sing along!
I really encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity to taste test with your family what it's like to listen to some of these dramas, especially now during the holiday season. In order to download those episodes, you're going to go to witsend.org/holidays. That's witsend, WHITSEND, witsend.org/holidays. And that's where you can download the 4 free episodes and enjoy those with your family this upcoming season. Take some of that time you're spending in the car, in the minivan, or in the SUV. Take some of that time and enjoy a great story that has Christian themes laced throughout it. And if you like the experience, I encourage you to take advantage of more from the Adventures in Odyssey team. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.